Today's keyword is romance. R-O-M-A-N-C-E. It means a relationship between two lovers. 罗曼史. It also means an exciting and mysterious quality as one of a heroic time or adventure. 传奇. 它既有罗曼史的意思也有传奇的意思。但其实两者是一回事儿啊。在人的一生当中你遇到的爱情不就是你的传奇吗？Okay, 言归正传, here is an example. After work, Jack still spent some time for romance by cooking candlelit dinners for his girlfriend. 下班之后, Jack 仍然花了一些时间为女友做烛光晚餐来制造浪漫。今天我们要讲的是一个为爱疯狂的荷兰大叔。First of all, I have a question. To what length have you gone for love?A Dutchman has answered that question by his action of coming all the way to China for the name of romance. Recently, a report about a Dutchman traveled around the world to China to meet his so-called girlfriend has gone viral on new media. 这个任性的荷兰大叔飞越了半个地球来到中国见网友。大叔叫 Alexander Kirk. He is 41 years old. 大叔41岁了。Mr. Kirk met Mrs. John, who is 26 years old, in an app 2 months ago, and then romance blossomed. 以为这个故事到这里女主出场之后他们从此就过上了幸福的生活有了 happy ending 了吗 No, far from that. Well, 小姑娘 didn't show up in the airport. 她没有去机场与大叔会面。Mr. Kirk 也是够坚持的。Mr. Kirk refused to leave the airport for the next 10 days. 10 days. 叔在机场待了十天。He was eventually taken to the hospital, suffering from physical exhaustion. 以为故事就这么结束了吗? Far from it. 这条新闻在中国火了之后,女主很快联系到了当地电视台,站出来解释了她为什么没有在机场出现的原因。She says that she thought it had all been a joke. Mrs. John told Hunan TV, One day he sent me a photo of air tickets abruptly, and I thought it was a joke. He didn't contact me later. 随后呢,这个女孩还解释了她没有到机场是因为她在忙。忙什么呢? By the time Mr. Kirk arrived at the airport, she was away having plastic surgery.In another province, and had turned off her cell phone.
没法见面的原因是因为在忙着整容。隐约觉得哪里不对，但觉得很有道理，竟无法反驳。以为故事到这里就画上句号了。
No, 还有后续哦。Mrs. John reportedly said that she would be keen to meet him after her recovery.And she was still interested in maintaining their relationship.
这就是爱呀。叔上演了一场真实的漂洋过海来看你。而奇葩妹呢忙整形但爱的仍然藕断丝连。恢复好了还见你哦。
Anyway, 你有过什么样的追爱故事呢你又遇到过什么样的奇葩男子或奇葩女子呢
留言告诉我们吧。Talk to you next time.